Meeting's being recorded.
Okay, it's a regularly scheduled, sorry, it's a special meeting of programs and services from Monday, March 12th, 2018. The beginning of the meeting is Councilor Prinzmann, Councilor Greenberg, Councilor Brazelle Glazer, Councilor Albright, and Councilor Rice. And we're going to be dealing with docket item 59-18, Councilor Crossley Albright, Norton Danberg, Larry Kalis, and Baker requesting amendments to Chapter 17 and 20 of the City of Newton Ordinances to establish criteria, licensing requirements, and fees for lodging house owners and resident supervising agents. Rachel, are you on for this?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So, just wanted to walk you all through the last changes that we made since the last conversation at this group. Not a lot has changed, but we did address
everything.
This is about vacations, who steps in at that point. There are some minor text changes, and we did a little bit of a reword to bring some of the general pieces up to the front. So things like you have to have paid your taxes, you have to display the permit, those move from being at the end to being right at the front. So that's about it. There's not a lot that changed. Mostly wanted just to answer questions.
Questions?
Susan? I just think you did a great job. I think you addressed everything, and I think also Lyle.
Yeah, Lyle was happy with it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a
Josh?
Question?
Yeah.
At the very end, in the violations section,
yes,
it references things being forwarded to the licensing board for consideration, and it doesn't include the police, the planning, treasurer, collector in that section, which are referenced earlier in terms of places who could find a violation potentially. I'm wondering if we want to include them there or if there was an intentional reason to omit them.
So those are the three departments. Inspection Services, Health and Human Services, and Fire Department are the three inspecting departments.
Mm-hmm.
So typically those are the ones that are going to find it. Those are the ones that are going to be dealing with the code violations.
The reason I ask
is
because
we had a discussion
about the licensing board being where...
So you're saying if
well, because they would be the enforcement mechanism, right? To say, we're not going to renew your license because something is happening.
Gotcha.
If it's the fact that all those other places have their own enforcement mechanism, so be it. But it seems like maybe that was another opportunity. But at least, I mean, because this paragraph seems to be talking about finding a violation, at least letting the licensing board know what's going on.
Right, awareness. I think we can do that.
There's, on page 7 of 8, in G... The following G, second paragraph, the following city department shall provide a report to the license board prior to license renewal.
Right.
That's the one you were referencing before.
Saying have all the same departments be in the
correct.
So
okay.
If the violation happens between inspections, that the notice goes straight to the licensing board. I think that makes sense.
Okay. I see. So I was thinking you were just looking for a report. I was referencing the fact that there was a report provided, but now I get it.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I know police has brought up at times that there may be things that they won't, that they can't follow up on immediately because criminal proceedings are a little bit different, right? So if there's a criminal proceeding that they're engaged in and it's taking time, that's not going to necessarily be an immediate, you know, a notice that comes to the rest of the departments because they have to let it play out.
Yeah.
But other than that, I see no issue with adding those two.
So I think it was...
So it just matches the same list.
Yeah. The ones I saw omitted, but again, maybe there's a reason we're police, planning, and the treasurer collector.
Yeah.
I'm happy to move approval if that's okay.
If there's any other questions, if you want to move approval, there's a motion to approve. All in favor? It is 5-0. Appreciate everyone coming back in, but instead of coming back in here tonight, instead of coming on Wednesday, we decided to just get it back in, and that way we're not adding an extra night because of all the storms.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So
we have one more item. Docket item 162-18, President Laredo reappointing Gary Dumoulin, 24 Meyerson Lane, Newton Center, as a member of the Biosafety Committee for a term to expire April 1st, 2020. So it's a reappointment. So anyone have an issue?
His CV was not efficient for me. Did you notice? It's only like
20
pages.
20 pages, accomplishments.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if he's up to the job. Yeah. It was literally like, I was like, really?
But he was on there, so we must not have been able to find someone more qualified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you want
I would move
a motion to reappoint. All in favor? It is 5-0. Okay, that concludes our long meeting.